Well, I know some people who listen on the World Wide Web who are out of town. Pat Richard, top scorer on the boys' ball club. His grandparents, Dick and Loretta, are in Hawaii visiting my little sister, Michelle, here for a few weeks. And they listen to their grandson Patrick's games on the web. And Andrea Wujek, the older sister of Matt Wujek. Andrea lives in Los Angeles. Recently graduated from the University of Portland, where she played basketball there on a scholarship. One of the top players ever in Lady Irish basketball. So I know those two listen to the game on the web, as do others. Great service provided by Two Arts Communication. Now, the boys of the Irish at 3-11 under head coach Mike Ducey. They've been struggling, but you always try to find that glimmer of hope. And I was looking at the season schedule. Two out of three of the Irish wins have come on Tuesday. They beat Weston McEwen on the first game of this new year on January 5th, 65-53. That was Pat Richards' first game back after missing the December portion of the season, recovering from a concussion suffered in the state football semifinals. Then they beat Mackay to start this four-game homestand last Tuesday, 57-50 in overtime. They lost two games this weekend, 60-45 to Waitsburg Prescott and 65-57 to Asotin. Played well in both those games against two good ball clubs. So let's see, it's Tuesday, and let's end this road trip or this four-game homestand the way we started, with a win for DeSales. The Tri-City Prep Jaguars, they played Friday night and beat St. John Endicott 50-36. Joe Perez's club has done a nice job. They beat DeSales last year when these two teams matched up. They have one, two, three, four seniors on their roster, only one returning starter, but he's a good athlete. Will Hoppus, a six-foot senior. He was the quarterback on their state championship football team. He threw for some ridiculous numbers in their state championship game. I want to say he threw eight touchdown passes. He was featured in Faces in the Crowd on Sports Illustrated. And Pat Richards, the six-foot senior, all-state quarterback for the Irish. So he's got a couple of all-state quarterbacks going to go at it on the basketball floor. It'll be fun to watch. Will Hoppus for Tri-City Prep, Pat Richard for the Sales. But Hoppus is the only returning starter. He had 14 when these teams played last year. He had 23 in the win over St. John Endicott Friday. The other key offensive player, Antonio Ledesma, 6'2" junior. He had 17 on Friday. Not a lot of height. They have a player named Jamison Pedersen, a 6'4" sophomore. I'm not sure if he starts or not. He had 4 points against St. John Endicott. I don't usually get a chance to talk to the boys' coaches because I'm on the air doing the girls' game when they come into the gym for these doubleheaders, so I'm not sure who the starters are for the boys' contest. But Pedersen at 6'4" has height. Ledesma is 6'2". Troy Redmond is listed at 6'. Will Hoppus is listed at 6'. Jared Versteeg, a 6'1" junior. So some height, not overpowering. They have, like I said, four seniors and one, two, three juniors, so they've got some experience. And let's go ahead and take one more break, come back with the starting lineup. The Irish against Tri-City Prep on the boys' side as DeSales tries, the boys will try to get a sweep of this doubleheader broadcast. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSF.
For 75 years, Senex Lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex Lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. People that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The announcements have been quickly announced. Are the starting lineups. Will Hoppus, 6 foot senior, will start. Troy Redmond, 6 foot junior. Antonio Ledesma, the 6'2 junior. Daniel Faust, 5'10 senior. And Jamison Pedersen, the 6'4 sophomore, tallest player for either team, will start. He'll step into the jump circle with Nick Wales, who will start for DeSales, the 5'11 sophomore leaper. Matt Wujek, 6'1 senior, will start. Tommy Gregg, the 5'9 junior. Sean Williams, the 5'7 junior. And Pat Richard, the 6 foot senior, will start. Shea Crowley, the 5'11 senior, usually starts, but Mike Juicy's going to bring him off the bench today. And a quick shot by Pedersen. Jamison Pedersen, a left wing 15-footer, and the 6'4 sophomore knocks it down on the first touch. 2-0 Tri-City Prep. Swing it to Tommy Gregg. He'll fire the three. He hits it. Tommy gets the Irish off to a good start against the zone defense for the Jaguars. The sails up 3-2. Both teams come out and hit their first shots of the game. Daniel Faust, 5'10 senior, gets it right wing to Ledesma. Ledesma inside to Pedersen. He puts it up and in. He is a very lanky 6'4", and he scored four straight. Left wing shot and then a laying down the middle. Williams penetrates, leads the pass inside for Wales. Wasn't ready for it. Turnover to Sales. Here come the Jaguars in the front court. Hoppus with Nick Wales on him. Left wing pass now goes to Redmond. Up top it goes to Faust as I try to put the names with the faces and the numbers. Faust will fire a high arching rainbow 17-footer. Nothing but net. Boy, he shot that high. 6 points. The Jaguars are 3-for-3 from the field. The Irish are 1-for-1 with the turnover. So every shot taken by the team has found its way to the bottom of the hole. Pat Richard inside to Wujek. Wujek can't hit. Dips his own rebound out to Tommy Gregg. They'll reset to Pat Richard. Swing it to Williams for three. He's got it. The Irish tie it at 6. The Jaguars have made 3 baskets. The Irish have made 2, but both of the Irish shots from beyond the arc. We're tied at 6. 5:16, 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Inside pass to Hoppus. He can't the shot, gets his own rebound and puts it in. So Hoppus, the first miss for the Jaguars, but he gets it back and scores it. Williams has the ball knocked away as he comes into front court. He fights and gets it back at the top of the key. Now gets to Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg back side pass to Wales, and now will hand it to Williams, and they'll set the offense. High-low, says Mike Juicy from the Irish bench. Down the corner with it is Gregg. Picks up his dribble, Hoppus on him. Out top it goes to Williams. Penetrates. Pulls up from 16. Off the arm won't go. Wujek strong with the rebound side. Powers it up and in. He's fouled. Matt Wujek, very physical play inside. And the foul is on Pedersen. The football coach when he comes out sometimes, especially since we will be playing Tri-City Prep next year in league play as they will move up to the 2B division. And they're not the most physical-looking group of guys. Okay. Hoppus is a lanky athlete. He's a physical player. He led them to the 8-man state football championship. He drives right to left all the way and lays it in with the left hand. Just kind of a three-quarter speed coast-to-coast move for Hoppus. He's got 4. The Jaguars up 10-9. As Wujek completed that three-point play a moment ago with the free throw. Tommy Gregg's three won't go. Pedersen with the rebound. He outlets it to Daniel Faust. Now to Hoppus. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hoppus behind the back with the dribble, gets away from Wales. In the lane with a touch shot, won't go. Pat Richard with the rebound. Pat hustling up the right side as it knocked away by Ledesma, out of bounds at half court. Sales inbound, trailing 10-9. Both teams have shot the ball well early in this one. Williams will bring it across the timeline against Faust. Zone defense by the Jaguars. 2-3 variety. Pedersen, the 6'4 sophomore, standing in the middle of it. looking for Wujek inside, not open. So Greg will go up top to Williams, swing it to Wales. Wales pass inside for Richard. It's a wild one, goes right to Pedersen. So the Irish turn it over. Nick Wales, that bounce pass just never came up to where Pat Richard could field it. Turnover on the Irish. Right wing, Redmond holds the ball overhead. Now dribbles right to left, cut off, hands off to Hoppus. 20 on the shot clock. 35-second shot clock in boys basketball this year. Redmond, left-handed shot on the baseline, won't go. Pedersen with the rebound, puts it in, and the big guy has 6 points. And tall post players have been a huge issue for the Irish. Williams just used Faust in backcourt. Shot a little shake-and-bake move. Faust went left. Sean went right. Actually, it was the opposite. But anyway, Faust got faked out big time. In the front court now, Greg to Wales. Wild pass inside. Too wild for Wujek. And Nick Wales kind of knows where he wants to throw the ball, but not much touch. And he'll come to the bench as Shea Crowley checks in. Shea, a 5'11 senior. Vic Mata, 5'11 junior, checks in as well as Tommy Gregg comes out. Irish down 12-9, Tri-City Prep with the basketball. 6 field goals for Tri-City Prep, 3 for DeSales, but they've all been 3-point situations. 2 from beyond the arc, and Matt Wujek, a putback and then a foul where he made the free throw. Swing it to Hoppus. Hoppus to the elbow on the right side over Crowley. He's got it. Boy, the Jaguars are hot. 14 points for the Jaguars. They lead it 14-9. Swing it right wing to Crowley. Crowley up top to Williams. Swing it to Mata. Now the foul line to Matt Richards. Pass inside to Matt Wujek. Goes through his hands and out of bounds. The Irish have executed in the zone offense somewhat. They try that high-low game, but either the pass is errant or the pass can't be caught. You got to zip it in there. The area of opportunity is not very big, and the Irish have not been able to connect. Pedersen on the left wing of it, out top to Hoppus. Now he goes down low to Redmond. Redmond drives baseline, trap, throws a wild pass out front, going to go out of bounds, roll into the bleachers. And it'll be the sales basketball. See if the Irish can take advantage of the Tri-City Prep Jaguar turnover. 14-9, Tri-City Prep leads early on the road. Irish in their home white uniforms with the yellow numbers and the forest green trim. Jaguars in the road royal blue with the gold trim. Tri-City Prep across the front of the shirts. Irish across the front of the DeSales uniform. Williams, the top piece, swing it to Crowley. Crowley to Williams to Mata to Crowley to Williams inside to Pat Richard. Pat up and under move, scores it. Comes the first fourth Irish player to score. Good execution against the zone. 14-11. Tri-City Prep with the ball and the 3-point lead. Left wing to Faust. Faust on the dribble drive, kicks out to Hoppus. He'll dribble left to right, cut off at the foul line. Kick out to Ledesma for three. It's off the iron, won't go. Read out Pedersen. Goes up strong. He's fouled by Williams. Tough matchup in there. Somehow, Williams at 5'7" ended up trying to block out the 6'4" Jamison Pedersen. That's not going to work out very well for Sean. That's Sean's first foul. Pedersen, who has 6 first quarter points, will go to the free throw line and hit the free throw. And Sean Williams will check out, and Matt Wujek checks back to him. Pedersen misses the second free throw. Wujek runs down the rebound, gets it to Pat Richards. 15-11, Tri-City Prep. Giovanni Solarzano, 5'6 senior, has checked in for the Jaguars. There's an Italian name for you. They swing it to Vic Mata. His three won't go. Rebound fouls. Fouls will push it into the front court. Get to Solarzano. Solarzano. With Crowley on him, gets it right wing to Hoppus. Hoppus pass inside for Ledesma. Knocked away by Wujek. Saved by Wujek to Matt Richards. Long pass up court to Mata. Great hustle by Matt Wujek. Defense hustle back. Mata on the drive down the right side. He's fouled. Matt Wujek. Great hustle. If the band had been playing tonight, Matt would have had a collision with the drum set. But the drum set not over there in that far corner. The Irish will inbound after the foul was called on the drive on Daniel Faust. Get to Mata. Pass inside for Crowley, stolen by Pedersen. Irish forcing it inside there. Solorzano brings it in the front court. Now passes left wing to Hoppus from beyond the arc on the left wing. Shot won't go. Rebound Crowley. Good block out by Shea, the 5'11 senior. Alex Tomata to Pat Richard. Pat Richard tries to drive in, bounces it off his foot, but actually going to get a break there as they call a foul on, I think, Solorzano as he bumped Richard as he was going down the lane. Third foul on the Jaguars. Exactly 1 minute left in the first quarter. Irish down 15-11. Tri-City Prep boys 8-6 on the year. The Irish 3-11. The Irish hanging in here with them in the first quarter. Against the zone defense, they swing it over to Mata. To the high post out of Pat Richard. He splits the defense, goes a strong shot, partially blocked, gets it back, and shoots it up. They call traveling. He got the ball back, but it was partially blocked. You can grab it after it's been blocked. Officials, not sure about that one. Jack Bailey, Joe Cox, and Decker Haynes. Decker Haynes also did the girls' game. Hoppus with it on the right wing. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Solorzano now on the left wing, up top to foul. 25 on the game clock, 15 on the shot clock here in the first quarter. Up top to Pedersen, swing it to Ledesma. Ledesma, one of their top scorers, has not scored yet. We've got a whistle and a travel call as Ledesma and Pedersen can't get their connection there. Kind of a handoff going there, and kind of both have the ball at the same time. Pat Richard dribbles into back from backcourt, hands it off to Tommy Gregg, who now gives it back to Pat Richard. Swings it cross court to Gregg. Behind a screen for three, won't go. Rebound dipped around. Bujek fighting for it with Solorzano. Solorzano's going to win the battle. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 15-11, Tri-City Prep with the lead after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. If you read the newspaper or see the empty buildings, you know there is a lot of turmoil in the local automotive scene. Whether you are from Milton Freewater, Walla Walla, or beyond, you can count on us to be your source for quality service, parts, body shop, new and used vehicle sales, and medium-duty farm trucks. For nearly 60 years in Walla Walla, where reputation means everything. Dale Graves Incorporated, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the sales will start the second quarter with the basketball trailing the hot shooting Jaguars 15-11. Don't have shooting stats with me till halftime. It's Joe Solomon's in the game. He tries to pass it into Nick Wales, knocked away by the Jaguars, and Tri-City Prep will bring it into front court off after the DeSales turnover. Pat Richard, Nick Wales, Tommy Gregg, Sean Williams, who started the game in there along with Joe Solomon, the 5'8 sophomore. Hoppus drives right side on Williams and scores it. Hoppus, the 6'4-footer, has 8 points. Williams dribbles to the top of the key, gets it left wing now to Tommy Gregg. Looking to the high post to Pat Richard. Now swing it to Gregg. Pass inside for Richard, knocked away by foul. Well, the Jaguar defense has figured out the Irish zone offense. They're stealing the passes with consistency now. Two straight turnovers on the Irish. Good defense by the Jaguars. To Pedersen, down low to Ledesma. He'll lay it in. High-low game there. Pedersen at 6'4", just dumps it inside to the 6'2", Ledesma, who laid it in behind Nick Wales. 19-11. Good execution for Tri-City Prep after the first quarter break. Tommy Gregg gets the ball in the left wing and drains a three. He started the game with a three from that spot. He gets the Irish on the board in the second quarter. High pass over the head of Williams, who tried to steal it. Ahead to Faust. Now to Pedersen. Pass up top to Hoppus, and the Jaguars will set up, leading 19-14. Nice three-pointer by Tommy Gregg a moment ago. He's getting more confident offensively. They lob it inside to Pedersen. He misses a cripple. Wales with the rebound. Irish got a break there to Gregg. Quickly up court to Pat Richard, who slices into the lane and scores it. Nice fast break off of this basket for DeSales. 19-16. Hoppus the other way. Still 15-footer won't go. actually about an eight-footer in the lane. Wales with the rebound. Now to Sean Williams. Williams in the front court between the legs with the dribble. His Faust tries to cut him off. Now the Irish will set up. Sails a little 5-0 run here after the Jaguars scored the first 4 points of the second quarter. Solomon to Williams. Inside to Pat Richard. Turns from 15 feet and scores it. Pat scored four in a row. He's got seven. Or check that. Pat scores in the wrong place. He's got six. I've given him to Sean Williams. 19-18 to Sales has cut the lead to one. It was 19-11 a moment ago, but the Irish have scored seven in a row. We've got a timeout by Joe Perez of the Jaguars. The Sales within one at 19-18 with 5:44 in the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sale. The Jaguars inbound it in backcourt, bring it into front court after the Irish scored seven in a row to cut it to a one-point game. As Giovanni Solorzano gets it to Pedersen, they swing it in the corner to Faust. Faust to Solorzano. Goes baseline. Cut off, kick out to Faust. Faust gets called for traveling. And I caught the attention of one of my sixth graders, Teresa Acock, who I've brought up here to get me a bottle of water and bring it back up here because I'm awful thirsty. So there she goes, going to bring me some water. I gave it to another middle school student to fill up for me, and they never came back. So very typical of my students, and I don't always give the directions well enough, I guess. We'll see if Teresa can successfully complete this mission. I won't name the student who's leaving me high and dry up here. As I babble, the Irish had an inbound play under their own basket and stolen by the Ledesma. The Jaguars inbounded to Ledesma. His pass up court stolen by Greg, so the Irish with good defense get it back. Pat Richard has it to the foul line, splits the defense down the lane, up and under over Hoffman, over under. Pat Richard scored six in the quarter. He has eight for the game in the Sales. Leads it. Pat Richard steals it to half court. Pat starts to take over. Drives in, can't hit the shot, but he's fouled. Well, I talked about this as a battle of all-state quarterbacks. Will Hoppus at the eight-man level for Tri-City Prep. Pat Richard at the 11-man level for DeSales. And Pat kind of taking over here in the second quarter with the defense and the offense. He'll have a chance to shoot a couple free throws. That foul was on Hoppus. His first. Pat hits the free throw. Pat scored seven straight points. Tommy Gray got this run going with a three-pointer. 10 in a row now scored by DeSales, and they lead it 21-19. Pat's second one off the mark. Rebound, Wujek. Wujek powers it up. He can't hit it. Crowley keeps it alive, but he saves it inbounds right to Troy Redmond. Irish had a chance to extend the lead more. Wujek knocks it, Richard knocks it away from Redmond. Williams with the loose ball now. He gets it. His shot won't go. Rebound, Pat Richard. Pat Richard is the man out there right now. And Teresa Acock brings me the water bottle. And Tommy Gregg with a three. It won't go. Crowley can't keep the rebound alive, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Shea. But great hustle by the Irish. They have scored 10 straight points here after trailing 19-11. 4:18 to go in the first half. Foul against Irish pressure as DeSales didn't start the game in the press, but they slapped it on here in the second quarter. It's been effective. Hoppus will break the press, now pull it out. He's still on the dribble, dribbles back in the lane, hits it. Hoppus dribbled all the way into the lane, got cut off, dribbled out to the left corner, dribbled all the way back into the lane, and put it up and in. Hoppus has 10. He and Pat Richard going back and forth offensively. Pat's got 9. Tommy Gregg drives baseline left side. We're tied at 21 now. Sean Williams out near half court has it. Tippy toe over the top of a diving foul. Pass inside to Pat Richards. Puts the defense, lays it in. Pat's got 9 in the quarter. The Irish lead at 23-21. Now Hoppus has it. Hoppus to the top of the key. Finds Pedersen down low, but knocked away by Pat Richards. Well, I was looking forward to this matchup as I was working on my notes for this game, and it's heated up here in the second quarter. Hoppus has 10, Pat has 11. Pat stolen the ball away and knocked it away on a couple Hoppus passes. Hoppus looks to inbound it. Knocked away by Wujek this time as he tried to get it to Jared Versteeg. 6'1 junior is checked in for the Jaguars. So Tri-City Prep Court scored 6 quick points to start this second quarter, but it's been all to sale since then. Inside to Hoppus. Actually, it's 4 quick points. Hoppus did make a shot a moment ago. That one's missed, and Tommy Gregg, who ran down the rebound, now dribbles into front court. Gets to Crowley on the right wing. Now to Williams. As it knocked away by Redmond, but Sean gets it back. Sean on the dribble to the top of the key. Swing it left wing to Tommy Gregg. Back up top between the circles to Williams. Swing it to Crowley. Crowley for 3. He's got it. The Irish having a very good second quarter. They lead by 5, 26-21 against Tri-City Prep. Foul. Pulls up from 15 the other way. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Goes up strong and scores it. Nobody blocked out Fouts in transition. 26-23. Sales with the ball and a 3-point lead. Williams gets it to Mata, who's checked in for Pat Richard, who deserves the break. They get down low to Wujek. Splits a double team. Goes up strong. He's fouled. It hung on the rim. Get in there, said the Irish coaches, but it didn't. But Matt Wujek will shoot a couple free throws where he is a perfect 1-for-1. The foul was on Ledesma, his first. 6th on the Jaguars. Matt hits the free throw. The Irish are 3-for-4 from the line now. A nice second quarter for the Irish. They have scored 16 points in the quarter to just 8 for the Jaguars. Matt's second one won't go. Rebound Ledesma. He gets the outlet to Hoppus. Hoppus wants to push it. Tommy Gregg right on him. Now Mata tries to trap him, and Mata will run into him and foul him. That's only the second foul on the sale. I only have the Jaguars listed for 5 fouls. Must have missed one somewhere along the line. Will Hoppus will inbound. It wasn't a shooting foul. He'll get it in backcourt now to foul. Fouls will block it across the timeline with Mata waiting for him. Pass left corner to Versteeg. Crowley on Versteeg. Crowley just slapping at the ball. And fouls him. You like the aggressive defense. You don't want to commit the fouls that far for the basket. Crowley's first. 27-23. DeSales up by 4. They were down 19-11 when Tri-City Prep scored the first 4 points of the second quarter, but it's been all Irish since then in this quarter. Versteeg at the elbow, kicking the corner to Redmond. And air ball, 3-point attempt, and run down by Williams. Nice rebound by Sean. He'll push it into the front court. Knocked away by Fouts. Ball still loose. Fouts got on the steal. Actually, that's Redmond. And now Williams will foul Redmond. It's a push foul before the shot. Nice defense by Troy Redmond, the 6-foot junior. He's number 11. Fouts is number 22. Same height, about that sandy blonde hair. Got him mixed up. And then Sean, out of frustration, fouled Redmond before he could go in for the lay-in. So it's not a shooting foul. Sean's going to come out, and Joe Solomon checks in. Inbound to Ledesma. Ledesma's shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of there by Versteeg. Hoppus has it now between the circles. Tries to disrupt with the offensive board. Pass inside for Ledesma. Too high. Goes out of bounds. So three main guys on offense for the Jaguars. Hoppus, Ledesma, and Peterson. Peterson, the 6'4 sophomore, had 7 first quarter points. Been on the bench. Now he's going to kind of the scores table to check back in. Antonio Ledesma, their other scoring threat, has only 2 points. Irish has done a good job on him. Giovanni Solorzano has checked in for the Jaguars. Pass left wing to Crowley. Has it taken away by Ledesma, and Ledesma will lay it in. Well, if you're struggling on offense, sometimes good defense gets you going. And the 6'2 junior stripped Crowley. Goes the other way. 27-25. DeSales lead down to 2. Up top, Gregg with it. Right wing now to Whale. Pat Richard is back in the game playing at that high post where he split the defense for 9 points in this quarter. They triple team him now. He'll fade away from 16 feet, though. Won't go. Rebound. Nick Whale tips it to himself and can't tightrope the line, and it goes out of bounds. Exactly 1 minute left in the half. DeSales having a nice second quarter. Down by 8 at 1 point. They lead by 2 right now. Hoppus. Passes over the top of Preston Faust in the front court to Pedersen. Pass that ball over to Ledesma. He'll lay it in. The Jaguars break the press. Ledesma scored back-to-back baskets. We're tied at 27 with 48 seconds to go in the half. Crowley swings it to Tommy Gregg. Back to Crowley at the top of the key. Right wing to Wales. Wales cross-court pass to Gregg. He's double-teamed as the zone shifts with the long pass. Pass inside for Pat Richards. Knocked away by Faust. Stolen by Solorzano. And then a reach-in foul is going to be called on the sale. Well, the Jaguars really trying to put the clamps on Pat Richard at that foul line. The foul is on Crowley. He's picked up two. Shea will go to the bench. We're tied at 27. The Jaguars a chance to get the lead back here with 33 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock is off. Foul from the right wing to Ledesma. He goes baseline all the way in the rack, puts it up in traffic. Won't go, gets his own rebound. Misses again. Pat Richard with the rebound. Outlet quickly to Gregg. Shot pass to Mata. Mata will miss the lay-in. Wujek with the rebound, though, and he puts it in. The Irish get the miss at one end, the transition, and the hustling play by Matt Wujek as he puts it in. Matt's got six. Quickly the other way, the Jaguars break the press, hit a lay-in by Ledesma with 2 seconds, and tie it up. So the Irish work for the bucket at one end, give up the lay-in at the other end, and Ledesma finishes the quarter with 8 points. We're tied at 29. The Irish are hanging in here with the Tri-City Prep Jaguars at the half on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Seeing Eye Dogs are highly trained animals that do a job. They are not simply pets. Never touch or feed a Seeing Eye Dog without the owner's permission. Anything that distracts them puts the person they help at risk. Seeing Eye Dogs are amazing animals that should be appreciated for the job they do and left alone. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is Tom Moran, president of Community Bank, and I'm inviting you into a different kind of bank.
One of the things you'll notice right away is that you're treated as a friend, not a number. Community Bank has grown in stature over the last 50 years because of their commitment to sincere personal service. You can be sure you'll be treated like a friend.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales at the half. The Irish boys trying to do their part to get a sweep of this doubleheader. The Irish girls won it in the opener. The Irish boys tied at the half at 29. Both JV teams won tonight, so it would be a four-game sweep. The Irish were down 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. Then the Jaguars scored the first 4 points of the second quarter to go up 19-11. Then Pat Richard took over. Actually, Tommy Gregg got it started with a three, then Pat scored nine more, and the Irish went on a run to take a lead by up 21-19 as they scored 11 straight points. The Jaguars answered the run, tied it up right at the half at 29, and the Irish outscored the Jaguars 18-14 in that second quarter. When we come back, we'll be visiting with the Sales girls coach, Tim Duncan. The Lady Irish won it 46-16. We'll talk about that when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half, and as per usual at the boys' contest, Tim Duncan, the Lady Irish head coach, is with us. His girls win it 46-16 to run their record to 11-4. Tim, you knew Tri-City Preps girls obviously struggling. You had a good weekend with your girls, very intense basketball, beating Wakeford, Prescott, and Nassotan. Really got your girls in the thick of that playoff atmosphere. And I know these kind of can be, I know they call them trap games. I don't know that the outcome was ever in doubt, but the execution level probably was. Kind of a ragged game. You did what you needed to do in that second quarter, outscoring them 18-4 in that quarter. Defense was good all along, but just your impressions of the ball game.
Well, yeah, you're right. The defense was good all along. You know, we were a little bit rough offensively, particularly when they went man-to-man. But, you know, they're a hard team to run things against just because there's a lot of holding going on, a lot of bumping going on. And so they're kind of hard to run things on. And so things got a little ugly offensively for us. But you know what? You're right. We did what we needed to do. We got out of here. We played decent basketball. Our defense is still up to par, you know, where we want it. So, you know, we got to be happy with that.
Yeah, and a win and no injuries. Old Ann Curcio
Absolutely.
Used to say that all the time. You got two sheets Friday, then the big game a week from today at Liberty Christian. They're atop the division. They've beaten you guys once. I know you've got a week's time to get ready for them. What are some things you're doing to prepare for Liberty Christian?
Well, we're going to do a lot of the same things we did to prepare for Wakeford, because basically they play us defensively just like Wakeford did in a 2-3 zone where they really overshifted the Caitlin side. There's some things available on the backside of their defense, both inside and outside. There's some things available at the high post for us that we need to take advantage of. And then we're going to have to move Caitlin around, because if we keep moving her around or they have to keep track of where she's at, change up what they're doing because she's inside or at the high post, then we can kind of confuse them a little bit. So we'll have to move her around and, again, work on some of the same things we did against Wade.
You guys will have a great plan. It's going to come down to execution. You'll get a chance to work on that plan against Tushy on Friday a little bit. Coach, before I let you go, Dairy Queen player of the game tonight.
You know, this just basically because it kind of slipped a little bit on Saturday. I know Aaron obviously got player of the game, but we also should have given one, I believe, to Annie Higgins. So we're going to give one to Annie Higgins.
Okay, I agree. Annie had a great game tonight.
Yes,
only
yes.
7 points, but she handled the ball really well against Shelby Barnes. And Shelby Barnes gets a lot of her points stealing the ball from an overmatched point guard, and Annie was not overmatched against
absolutely.
The seniors going to go play collegiately next year.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should have given you a chance to explain that. But anyway.
She did it so well.
Yeah, right. And she had a good weekend. She scored 11 against Waitsburg on Friday.
Absolutely.
So Annie Higgins is going to be our Dairy Queen player of the game for her effort Saturday against the Soton and tonight.
Retroactive.
Against retroactive, yes. Okay. You can do whatever you want, Coach.
Okay.
All right, we're at the half. Thanks, Tim Duncan, and they'll play Tushy on Friday. The girls finished this four-game homestand with 3 wins in a row after losing to Mackay last Tuesday. The Irish boys won on Tuesday against Mackay, lost both games this weekend. They'll try to end the road trip with a win. They're tied with the Jaguars at the half, 29-29. We'll have the halftime stats, second half action when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
At Pizzari's, we're known for our famously tasty pizza pies.
You watch us make them with the hungriest of eyes.
But we do more than pizza. Come on, tell them, you guys.
Ah, yes. From spaghetti to fettuccine, we're kings of pasta.
And hot or cold, our sandwiches won't greatly cost you.
Don't forget salads, chef, taco, shrimp, and lobster.
Lobster? Randy, we don't do lobster.
I know, but we were on a roll and I didn't have a rhyme.
Boys, get back at the work where you can best use your timing. Making pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, and salads. Not silly rhyming.
Mamma mia. Pizzari's on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're tied at 29, and we'll start the second half. Quickly, we'll get the stats to you as you go. Both teams shot very well. DeSales, 55% on 11 of 20 shooting. Tri-City Prep, 52% on 14 of 27. So the Jaguars, as I talk about the shooting, their first shot is a ball off the backboard, nothing else, and DeSales gets the rebound and then throws it length of the court and out of bounds. So a brick and a turnover. The Irish committed 11 first-half turnovers. Tri-City Prep now has 7. The Irish out-rebounded Tri-City Prep, 14-11. Pat Richards, the leading DeSales scorer with 11. Will Hoppus leads the Jaguars with 10. He missed a shot there in the lane as he runs left to right. Vic Mata with the rebound. Vic Mata, Sean Williams, Pat Richard, Matt Wujak, and Tommy Gregg will start the second half. Vic Mata will fire the three from the right wing and hit it. Vic Mata can score him in bunches. He scored 8 points late against Wadeford Prescott as the Irish tried to keep it close down the stretch or get back in it, if you will. Another missed shot by the Jaguars. Redmond misses. Greg quickly up court to Mata. Now he'll hold the ball and get to Pat Richard. He'll fire a deep three and hit it. Pat Richard, that was a long one from the right wing. And the Irish up their lead to 6 points and slap the press on to start the second half on a 6-0 run. They lead it 35-29. Swing it to Redmond on the baseline. He hits it. So Redmond stops the early run for the Irish with the baseline jumper for the Jaguars. 35-31 to Sales with the ball and a 4-point lead. Playing well here from the field at the start of the third quarter. Tommy Gregg pass inside against the zone, goes off somebody's leg out of bounds. It's off a Jaguar. So the Irish will inbound right in front of their own bench. Pat Richard will stand right in front of head coach Mike Juicy, now inbound into backcourt to Sean Williams. 2-3 zone by the Jaguars, but the Irish hit a couple threes here to force them to extend it. Now they'll try to maybe go inside to Pat Richard. Swing it right side to Malata, inside to Pat Richard. He's fouled as Klaus tried to grab the ball away from him. That's foul, second personal. Neither team got in much foul trouble in the first half. Shea Crowley and Sean Williams each have 2. Daniel Faust has 2 now. These teams was whistled for just 5 fouls. Pat Richard, another deep three from the right corner. This one short, rebound by Pedersen. Pedersen outlet to Ledesma. The 6'2 junior, all 8 of his points in the second quarter. Pass inside, Redmond for Ledesma goes out of bounds. So Hoppus led Tri-City Prep with 10, Ledesma 8 points, all late in the second quarter as he helped get him back to even after the Irish had taken the lead. 7 points for Jamison Pedersen, the 6'4 sophomore, all in the first quarter. Ledesma with a steal in the middle. He'll go the other way and lay it in. So Ledesma, after not scoring in the first quarter, is now in double figures with 10 points, and the Jaguars have cut the lead to 2 at 35-33. 6 points each for Tommy Gregg and Matt Wujek. Shea Crowley has 3, Sean Williams has 3, and Vic Mata has 3. Do not have any individual rebounding stats for you. Have a team rebounding. Irish leading 14-11 at the half. And that. Gregg's three-pointer won't go. Pat Richards runs down the rebound, then he and Ledesma collide. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Ledesma. That was a minor collision that could have been a lot worse. No foul call. Shea Crowley has checked in for Mata. Pat Richard pass over the top all the way to backcourt, and Sean Williams can't run it down. Nobody touched it, so we'll go all the way back. Mike Juicy a little bit mixed up there. He thought they were calling over and back. They were just saying, hey, you guys threw it out of bounds, but nobody touched it, which actually worked out good for DeSales because Hoppus zips a pass to Pedersen for a lay-in. Wow, I was going to talk about that last sequence that Hoppus just a long, low skip pass, and Pedersen caught it running full speed, laid it in. That was a pretty play. We're tied at 35. Swing out to Crowley. Crowley for 3. Off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball at the backboard. Ledesma's got it. The Jaguars, who led at the end of the first quarter and then jumped out to a big lead early in the second quarter but have not led since, have a chance to get the lead back now. We're tied at 35, 4:40 to go third quarter. Hoppus for 16 feet over Williams and scores it. That was a nice shot by Will Hoppus with Williams in his face. 37-35, Tri-City Prep out in front. The Irish came out strong. It goes back-to-back threes to start the quarter, but it's been all Tri-City Prep set that. Tommy Gregg gets himself in the air and throws it right to Redmond. Jaguars now to front court to Hoppus for a long jumper over Richard. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Williams. Williams runs it down. Sean goes the other way. Pulls up on the dribble as Hoppus cuts him off. Sean still with the dribble. Pat Richard open in the corner, wants the ball. So they swing it the other way. Crowley now to Gregg. To Crowley. To Williams. Williams. Now the wing to Pat, to Crowley. Inside to Pat Richard. Splits the defense. Muscles one up. Won't go. Pedersen with the rebound. Gets it to Hoppus. So the sale did back-to-back threes to go up 36-29. 35-29, but it's been all Jaguars since then. Shot by Redmond, won't go. Long rebound by Williams. Ahead to Wujek, knocked away by Hoppus. Wow, that ball hit the weight room door so hard it pushed it open. As up and down we go. The Irish score 6 in a row. The Jaguars on an 8-0 run right now. But the ball was knocked out of bounds by Ledesma, so the Irish will inbound. End of the game for the Jaguars. Michael Loftus, the 6'2 senior who did not play in the first half, as Redmond comes out of the game. Ball in the left wing to Richard, knocked away by Ledesma. Antonio Ledesma, the 6'2 junior, has been very animated at both ends of the floor after being held scoreless in the first quarter. He turned up the heat with his defensive effort and got him going on offense. 37-35, Tri-City Prep has the lead back after the Irish came out and scored the first 6 points of the third quarter. Zone defense has slowed the pace down. Ledesma strips Gregg. Ledesma goes the other way. We'll lay it up over Williams. Contact, no basket. Tipped by Faust, and he's fouled. It went in. Ledesma, a lot of contact with Williams there. No call. Then Faust, a hustling tip. He got up at 5'10". He was near the rim. Crowley didn't see him coming, thought he was going to rebound that missed shot. Faust got inside him, tipped it in, and got fouled by Crowley. That's 3 on Shea. So Faust, the hustling lay-in by the 5'10 senior, the putback, has 6 points. His free throw is good. It makes it 7. Becomes the fifth different Jaguar to score here in the second half. They've scored 11 in a row, has Tri-City Prep, and they lead it 40-35. 3 minutes to go in the third. DeSales started off so nicely in the quarter, but haven't scored since. Back-to-back threes by Pat Richard and Vic Mata. Nick Wales, Joe Solomon are both in the ballgame. Pat Richards still in there, along with Sean Williams and Shea Crowley. 8 seconds on the shot clock. The Irish trying to find some room against the Jaguar zone. Williams gets it to Crowley. He'll have to fire a long three. It's off the iron. Ledesma with the rebound. Solorzano, who's checked in. Giovanni Solorzano, 5'6 senior, at the half-court circle, picks up his dribble, Faust comes to the ball on the right wing. Lob inside for Ledesma, double team there, knocked away by Richard, goes right to Hoppus. Hoppus is tied up by Joe Solomon. Nice defense by Joe Solomon. He first helped out on the double team on the entry pass into the low post, then he tied up Hoppus, the jump ball arrow in favor of DeSales. Matt Wujek will check in. Nick Wales comes out as Mike Giusti trying to find that right combination of players to get the offense going here in the third quarter. It looks good early. Back-to-back freeze, but the Irish haven't scored since. 2:10 to go in the third. Williams swings it to Solomon. Up top to Williams. Pass inside to Pat Richards. Knocked away, but Williams gets it back to Joe Solomon. Now he's swinging over around the horn on the right to Crowley. They got to keep the ball hot. Mike Giusti likes that. Williams with a beautiful pass inside. He looked like he was just going to throw another one on the wing to Solomon and sift it inside to Matt Wujek for a lay-in. That is a pretty assist. The Irish play defense now. Long shot by Hoppus. Won't go. Rebound, Wujek. A nice assist by Sean Williams on that basket by Wujek. That was about as pretty a pass as I've seen this season. Williams up top with the ball now on the right wing to Solomon. 40-37, Tri-City Prep with the lead. DeSales with the ball. 1:20 to go in a quickly played third quarter. Williams between the circles. Swings it to Crowley. Loses the ball, gets it back. Now passes to Williams. Swing it to Solomon. Shot clock down to 6. Solomon inside to Wujek. Wujek loses the handle, gets the ball up, and he's fouled. Well, they've used a lot of the shot clock, which isn't necessarily the way Mike Giusti wants his guys to play it. And the foul was called before Wujek could get the shot up, so they're calling it on the floor, which means the sale will have to inbound and get a shot up. Oh, they gave him fresh shot clock on the foul. I was going to say just 2 seconds on the shot clock, but they reset the shot clock after the foul was on Michael Loftus. In the corner off the inbound to Pat Richard for 3. It won't go. He got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul as Vic Mata tried to pick off the player that was coming out to guard Pat Richard. That's a moving screen. Mata's second foul. 40-37, Tri-City Prep with the ball and the lead. 1:02 to go in the third quarter. Irish show full court pressure. Trying to do something to pick up the pace of this game. The zone defense, which most teams have done to DeSales to slow down the pace. Williams slaps the pass away near half court. He goes out of bounds into the bleachers. Mike Giusti wants to run whenever he can, but especially the league opponents know that strategy. So they pack in the zone defense, work on the press break offense, and the Irish have struggled this season. Ledesma for 3 over Wujek. Hits it, Ledesma. He didn't score in the first quarter, but he's making up for lost time. He has 13 points now, and the Jaguars back up to a 6-point advantage. They swing it to Mata for 3. It's off the backboard, nothing else. Hits Greg in the side of the head, goes right to Hoppus. Hoppus has it knocked away from behind by a hustling Pat Richards. Yeah, if you like good athletes, watching them compete regardless of the sport, you got to like watching Pat Richard and Will Hoppus. A couple of Ball State quarterbacks in football. Tri-City Prep played 8-man football this year. DeSales 11-man. It's a B-level. Pat Richard will save a pass from going out of bounds. He runs up into the bleachers. The Irish will have the possession. Williams in front court. Good hustle by Pat Richard. Williams swings it to Mata. That zone defense extending. Now they get to Pat Richards down at the top of the key. He puts the ball on the floor and now kicks it out to Mata. To Williams. 3 on the game clock in the quarter. Swing it to Mata for 3. It's off the mark. That's the end of the third quarter. Well, the sale started nicely, scoring 6 straight to go up by 6. But Tri-City Prep answers and leads by 6 at the end of the third quarter, 43-37. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. NAPA Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, NAPA's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. NAPA mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And NAPA's 2 stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, NAPA Auto Parts. Go Irish.
Imagine Toyota would like to invite you to experience our Express Lube Center. We perform oil changes and maintenance on most any type of vehicle. And while you wait, enjoy our customer lounge with fresh hot popcorn, coffee, high-speed internet computers, or laptop access. There's a special place even for your young ones. And now, through the month of January, any new customer's pay just $24.95 for an oil change and vehicle inspection. No appointment needed. Just stop by Imagine Toyota, 606 North Wilbur, Walla Walla. Some restrictions apply.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back to live action as the Jaguars will start the fourth quarter with the ball, leading 43-37. Foul strides in, shot blocked by Richard. Pat controls it. Nice defense by Pat Richard. He'll get it to Sean Williams, the Irish in the front court. DeSales scored just 8 points in that third quarter. They scored six on their first two possessions, only two the rest of the quarter. So 7 minutes plus, the Irish score just 2 points, and they are struggling. Tommy Gregg misses on the baseline. Guillermo Giovanni Solorzano with the brings it into front court for the Jaguars. Out of Hoppus on the baseline. Hoppus pass out front, knocked away by Gregg, but Hoppus gets it back now, top the foul. Shot clock at 17. Just keep trying to will the Irish into that breakout game in what's been a challenging season, coming in at just 3-11. Pass inside to Hoppus. He got on Williams, and he'll lay it in. Hoppus at 6 foot, got the inside advantage on Williams at 5'7". Hoppus has 14. Now, Williams has it stripped away by Faust. Williams, struggling to get it back, is called for the foul. And Sean, a little frustrated there, picks up his third foul. And Mike Juicy letting the official know that, hey, he got hammered on the steal. And then you call the foul on our guy trying to get it back. 6:42 to go. Irish down 45-37 now, down by 8. Like I said, we're just trying to will the Irish into that breakout game. They had 18 points in the second quarter. Then they come out and hit a back-to-back threes to start the second half. That's 24 points. You know, if you combine that with the 18, and you're thinking, okay, the Irish are ready to roll now, but then DeSales has scored just 2 points since then. And an offensive foul's called as I battle away on Ledesma as the Irish pick up the charge, and it will come back into front court, trailing now by 8 points. Pass inside to Pat Richards, splits the defense, goes up strong on Hoppus and scores it. Hoppus got his hand on the ball. Pat just ripped it away from him and then scored it. Pat's got 16. Hoppus has 14. Irish down 45-39 on the most important matchup. They trail by 6. But I'm rooting for Pat in the matchup against Hoppus. Ledesma drives right side, puts it up off the glass and scores it. He's got 15. So that's the difference right now. Hoppus and Pat Richard are both scoring for their teams, but Ledesma is a nice compliment to Hoppus. Mata drives, shoots a three, won't go. Ball's loose on the rebound. Solorzano, the 5'6 senior, comes out of there with it. The Jaguars up by 8 with the ball. 47-39 the lead. Gregg knocks it away from Solorzano and out of bounds. So DeSales struggling offensively. 6 points in the first 40 seconds or so of the second half and only 4 points since then. And offensive production has been a huge issue for the Irish this season. Been getting outscored by about 20 points per game, 60-something to 40-something. Swing it to Faust. Faust will fire the three. He's got it. The Jaguars starting to pull away a little bit with 5 minutes to go in the game. They've got it up to a double-digit lead. Mike Juicy feels it, calls the timeout. The Irish got to dig deep, get back in this one, down 50-39 with 5:13 to go on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for, or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giesa's 9 convenient locations today, or go online to GiesaHomeLoans.com. Giesa, it's where you belong. Giesa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
So the Irish high water mark, 6 straight points to start the second half and a 5-point lead, but it's been all Tri-City prep since then. Sean Williams drives the other way and has it stripped. Here come the Jaguars the other way. They'll set up the offense. Joe Perez, Jaguars, content to play the half-court offense, run some clock with an 11-point lead. 50-39. That's got to drive Mike Juicy crazy. He took the timeout, and the Irish turn it over. Shot missed by the Jaguars. Long rebound tipped out. Ledesma's got it. Pass inside to Hoppus. His shot won't go. Richard with the rebound. Pass. The 6-foot senior just continues to compete. Pass on the right wing to Greg. Back out top to Pat Richard. Pass in the middle to Wujek. Wujek goes left side, powers up against the double team, scores. He's fouled. Boy, the Irish kind of got a break there. Williams and Wujek both went for that pass. Wujek kind of took it away from Sean and then shot it over the double team and scored it. So not good spacing for DeSales, but it turns into a bucket. Wujek's having a nice game. He scored in every quarter, has 10, make it 11. As Matt is at 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Well, the Irish got it down to single digits. Plenty of time here, down 50-42 with 4:20 to go. Fouls. Bring it across the timeline. Vic Mata on him. Pat Richard, Sean Williams, Matt Wujek, Tommy Gregg. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Solorzano out top to Hoppus. Gregg is on Hoppus. Swing at the fouls for 3. It's high. Archer won't go. Long rebound. Tommy Gregg on the dribble gets it. And Palop pass ahead to Vic Mata. He's fouled hard by Hoppus. A lob pass over the top. Victor caught it like a tight end running down the seam and went up with a shot. Hoppus fouls him hard. That's the second on Hoppus. And Vic Mata will shoot 2 free throws. That's a nice way to score for the Irish if you can hit them both. The clock stops, and Vic Mata a chance to shoot a couple free throws. First one is good by Vic. The Irish have been good at the line. They haven't got there that often. They are 5 of 7 from the line right now. 3:58 to go in the game. Irish within 7. A little bit of a run here. And Vic hits them both. The Irish are down 11 a moment ago. They're now down by 6. They've scored 5 in a row. Solorzano gets a long pass over the top of the Irish press. Now they'll set up the half-court offense. Defense, the chance from the Irish cheering section across the way. Inside to Hoppus. He leaves it short. Solorzano runs the rebound down in the corner. Now it's to Hoppus. Up top to Faust. Top of the key. Greg on him. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Pat Richards matched up on Pedersen right now. Williams is on Hoppus. To Solorzano. He drives in on Mata. Shot won't go. Rebound tips and out of bounds. Last touch by Solorzano. Giovanni Solorzano. G-E-O-V-A-N-I is the first name. The second name, the last name, S-O-L-A-R-Z-A-N-O. That's a lot of letters. He hopped high to, went up high for that rebound attempt, but knocked it out of bounds. What I'm saying is he's an active leaper at 5'6". 3:10 to go in the game. Williams swings it to Pat Richard, who's now outside the arc. They got Mata playing at the elbow inside and against the zone. Now to Greg. Now Mata pops out, gets the pass down pace side to Wujek. Wujek powers up inside. He misses the inside shot. Matt just went so strong by Pedersen, but couldn't slow him down. Jaguars clear the boards and bring it into front court. Hoppus will run the offense between the circles. 50-44. DeSales trails by 6. Pedersen pass inside for Ledesma, knocked away by Tommy Gregg. But a foul on Tommy Gregg. That's a tough matchup. Tommy at 5'9", Ledesma 6'2", and that's one thing I noticed in this game by Tri-City Prep in the half court. They seem to work it so they've got a tall guy posting up on a small guy. Hoppus, Austin has got in inside on Sean Williams. Now Ledesma just slices to the basket, gets a pass and a lane off the inbound. Irish caught flat-footed there. Ledesma now is 17 to lead all scores. 44-52 to sales, down by 8, down to 2:27 to go. The other thing Tri-City Prep has been doing is milking the clock. time beginning to be a factor. The Irish forced to pass it around the horn against this zone defense. The Irish got to try to find a way to score a little faster. Shot clock down to 10. Too much holding the ball. Now Tommy Gregor, that he penetrates, leans into one over Pedersen. Can't hit the shot. Pedersen with the rebound. Gregor will knock it away, but he fouled him. A little bit of a late whistle. And Tommy Greg with the foul. But the tempo of the game, just not what Mike Giusti wants for his guys. Press and run, press and run. But Joe Perez's Tri-City Prep Jaguars has done a nice job of controlling the tempo with the zone defense and the half-court offense. And now they break the press over the top of Ledesma. He'll pull up from 8 feet, shoot it quick, rebound it. Pat Richard, that's what Mike Giusti wants. Here comes Pat the other way. Baseline drive cut off by Hoppus. Ball knocked away by Hoppus. Pat Richard dives and saves and calls timeout. Well, Hoppus won the first half of that little battle, but Pat Richard got the ball back. Nice to watch those two go at it. 1:48 to go in the ball game. The Sails have 52-44. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. The Sails down 8 with 1:48 to go. They needed a little run like they had at the start of this half when they hit back-to-back threes over the top of the Tri-City Prep zone. They haven't hit a three-pointer since. In fact, they've hit only three field goals since hitting those threes on their first two possessions of the second half. Passing the backcourt to Sean Williams. Hoppus on him out front. Now swing it to Tommy Gregg. Tommy gets it to Pat Richards, the high post. Swing it over to Mata. To Williams. Back to Mata on the right wing as they play catch. Swing it to Gregg. Gregg will fire the three over Ledesma. It's off the iron short. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Pedersen's got it. Good block out by the Jaguars. 1:25 to go. The Sails needs to foul. Each team with five. They're chasing Hoppus. Tommy Gregg will foul Hoppus. That's six fouls now. So this is that point in the game where Mike Giusti is going to milk that clock. They're going to commit fouls. They're going to put that pressing, fouling group into the ball game. Here they come, Shea Crowley and Matt Zimmerman. Matt Zimmerman has about as big of a shiner on his right eye that you're going to see. He looks like almost like a pirate out there with a black patch over his right eye, but you look close, you can see a little white there. He picked up the foul. They had a Christian rock concert in the gym, or in the cafeteria, actually, that Sunday night. They call it the mosh pit, I guess. When everybody gets in a big pile of people and just starts ramming into each other. And Matt took an elbow in the face. It really shows. At the free throw line is Bailey Rivas, a freshman. He misses a free throw, but Ledesma gets the rebound and puts it in. Joe Perez, in the last minute, has chosen to get the freshman off his JV team some playing time, and he missed the free throw. I didn't pay attention to that, but Ledesma got the offensive board, put it in. Pat Richard drives the other way and scores. We've got a timeout called as Joe Perez is going to take a full timeout to get his reserves in the ballgame. So Mike Giusti says, okay, you want to do that? We're going to keep trying to win this one. So an interesting coaching matchup here. Joe Perez has pulled his starters. Feeling the 9-point lead, but 57.1 seconds to go is safe enough. And Mike Giusti's guys, we'll see what they do, what he does if he keeps his starters in and tries to do the press foul game. Stay in it. Ledesma, 19 points. A fundamental breakdown there after the Irish got the missed free throw by the freshman. And then didn't block out. So Bailey Rivas, I guess we'll say R-I-V-A-S, will inbound. He's a freshman. Also in the game, Troy Redmond, who is a starter. Giovanni Solorzano off the bench is in the game, as is Jared Versteeg and Michael Loftus. So one starter, four reserves. We got the horn sounding. Inadvertently, says Dan Lynch. But now the clock is running. Okay. It was at 57 seconds. Now it's at 52.3. So I guess we call that a brain fart of some kind at the scorer's table. They get it reset. That's the neat thing about those new clocks. You could just push the reset button, and it'll go back to the previous time, which was 57.1. Vic Mata, Matt Wujek, Shea Crowley, they'll chase. They get inbound to Solorzano. Crowley fouls him. That's four on Shea, and Giovanni Solorzano will shoot the front end of the one-on-one. It's always a challenging part of the game for coaches when, you know, one coach decides that he's going to call off the dogs, and the other coach decides he's still going to try to win it, and you try to stay away from those frustrations. But Joe Perez, a classy guy, I'm sure he says, hey, I don't care who I have out on there. They've got to learn to play at the end of a ball game. So Solorzano, the 5'6 senior, hits the first free throw. 55-46, Tri-City Prep up by 9. The Irish did a nice job fouling quickly. Only 1.1 seconds went off the clock. Exactly 56 seconds left in the game. Solorzano hits both free throws. That's his first 2 points of the ballgame. Sean Williams has it knocked away by Solorzano. Out of bounds near half court. Irish will inbound, trailing by 10. Don't necessarily need a three, but they need something quick. And the Jaguar defense has kept the Irish from scoring quick most of this ballgame. Williams swings it to Greg. Deep threes on the left side. Off the arm will go. Long rebound to Williams. He'll put it up from 15. It goes, and that's a quick basket. Timeout. DeSales with 37.3 seconds to go. The Irish down by 8 points, 56-48. When we come back, I'm 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hey, Walla Walla. It's Susan Richard from Coffee Cravings. We've moved on up to our new double drive-through Westside Espresso Shop on the corner of 10th and Poplar. A big thank you to our loyal customers who drove the extra few miles to visit our Eastside Coffee Craving shop at 1607 East Isaacs while our new shop was being constructed. Your support was a real shot in the arm. A double shot, in fact. Coffee Craving, 1607 East Isaacs, and now 801 West Poplar, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, after a real rough offensive third quarter where the Irish scored just 8 points, six on their first two possessions, and then all the way through that quarter and the third and then most of this fourth quarter, the offense has been a struggle. But the Irish now have a respectable 11 points in this quarter. And Dick Motta will run up and foul Redmond, the lone Jaguar starter out there. They have 9 players in uniform, so one starter's got to be out there all the time. That's Mata's third foul, and Troy Redmond, who has 2 points, 6 foot junior, will shoot the front end of the one-on-one. That's the 9th foul on the sales. Redmond's left-handed free throw is up and good. So Joe Perez, guys are doing their job. They're hitting their free throws. Outscored the Irish 14-11 in this quarter. Redmond hits them both. And a 10-point lead with 34 seconds left. Williams, who hit a bucket a moment ago, swings it to Tommy Gregg. He penetrates, kick out to Mata. Mata for three, off the arm won't go. Rebound, Solorzano. And he stepped on the line, the end line. He went high for the rebound, but stepped on the green line. So DeSales with 24.8 seconds left will inbound it. Pat Richard, Matt Wujek, Sean Williams, Tommy Gregg, and Vic Mata out there. Pat will pass in the corner to Mata. Got to shoot the ball quick. That's up to Williams. He'll fire the three. It's off the iron, won't go. Tommy Gregg with the ball in the baseline. Kick it out to Williams. Williams from 15. He'll shoot up. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose in front court. Redmond will run it down behind the back and lay it in with 10 seconds left. 60-48. 4 seconds to go. Gregg will fire one up and bank it in at the buzzer. Well, too little too late. But the Irish end on a positive note with the score. Tommy Gregg hit a three to start the game. He hits a three to end the game, but it's all Jaguars for most of this second half in a 60-51 win. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
The good news is you've got a terrific job and you've got your eye on a comfortable retirement. The bad news is you need to invest for your retirement and you have no idea how to do it. The good news is your neighbor has a surefire way to triple your money in just 6 weeks. The bad news is he used the word pyramid. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience to help you reach your retirement goals. The bad news is now your neighbor needs a loan. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flainer at D.A. Davidson.
For 75 years, Senex Lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex Lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. People that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish boys fall to the Tri-City Prep Jaguars 60-51. The Irish record falls to 3-12. Tri-City Prep guys improved to 9-6. The first matchup in the Southern Division where the Irish have taken on a 1B opponent, so they're 0-1 against the 1B, but they are 1-4 against the 2B. The Irish did beat Dayton early in the year, and the Irish will take on their second straight 1B opponent when the boys and girls travel to Touche on Friday. Well, the Irish down 15-11 after one quarter. Then Mike Juicy's guys did a great job in the second quarter, 18 points. We were tied at 29 at the half, and then the Irish looked like their breakout moments were coming. Back-to-back threes by Pat Richard and Vic Mata to start the second half. The Irish take a 6-point lead, and that was basically it for DeSales. Matt Wujek laying off a nice assist from Sean Williams midway through the third quarter was the only other DeSales field goal in the quarter. The Irish struggled offensively in that quarter, outscored 14-8 to trail 43-37 going into the fourth quarter, and the Irish couldn't find the range early in the fourth quarter either. The Jaguars got it up to double digits, and the DeSales got it down to 6-8 points a couple times, but the Jaguars end up outscoring the DeSales 17-14 in the fourth quarter, hit their free throws down the stretch, 4-for-5 in the fourth quarter, and win it 60-51. Scoring in the ball game, 4 DeSales, 2 points for Tri-City Prep. 2 points for Giovanni Solorzano, the 5'6 senior, hit 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. 6 points for Troy Redmond. 9 points for Jamison Pedersen. He scored 7 in the first quarter, the 6'4 sophomore. And then 3 Jaguars in double figures. Daniel Faust had 10. Will Hoffus, the 6-foot senior All-State quarterback, at the 8-man level, scored 14. And then Antonio Ledesma, the 6'2 junior who did not score in the first quarter, ends up leading all scorers with 19 points. He had 8 in the second quarter, 5 in the third quarter, and 6 more in the fourth quarter to lead all scorers. The Jaguars, a respectable 6-of-8 from the free throw line. The Sales, and their 51 points, 3 points for Shea Crowley, 5 each for Vic Mata and Sean Williams, 9 for Tommy Gregg, and then 2 DeSales players in double figures. Matt Wujek scored 11, as he did score in every quarter. Matt was a nice 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Pat Richard leads DeSales in scoring with 18 points. He scored in every quarter. His big quarter, 9 in the second quarter, half of his total of 18. But the 2-3 zone really clamped down on Pat in the second half. He had a hard time finding room to get his shot off, but he did work for 18 points to lead the Sales in scoring. The Irish, just like the Jaguars, shoot 6 of 8 from the free throw line. The Irish commit 14 fouls. The Jaguars commit 9. The Irish fall to 3-12. The Jaguars move to 9-6. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. I thought about this during the break. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give out two of them. I'm going to give out one to DeSales, Pat Richard, 6-foot senior, and I'm going to give one to Will Hoppus, the 6-foot senior for the Jaguars. I was looking forward to watching these two guys compete against each other all day long, and I enjoyed the matchup. And the football coach of me is coming out a little bit. A couple of All-State football players are going to get Dairy Queen Player of the Game certificates for their teams in basketball. Well, that's about going to do it. The Irish girls win the first half of the doubleheader, 46-16. Annie Higgins is named the Dairy Queen Player of the Game of that one, kind of for her effort against the Soton on Saturday and against Tri-City Press Lady Jaguars tonight. The Lady Irish go to 11-4. And the Irish boys lose it 60-51. Pat Richard for DeSales, Will Hoppus for Tri-City Prep, both earned Dairy Queen Player of the Game certificates. The Irish fall to 3-12 on the boys' side. The Jaguars go to 9-6. The next game will be on the road. The Irish have been at home for four straight. They'll go on the road Friday at Touche. Girls tip off at 6, boys to follow. Like to thank you for listening down the road. And please patronize all of our great sponsors and show them your appreciation. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Peter. This is Mike Spee saying God bless. Until Friday night, enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll now send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bank Corp. Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.